First Pennsylvania Bank economist Kenneth Mayland expects the economy to accelerate in the fourth quarter, and that should boost the job outlook overall.
Where we are really seeing the resurgence is in the consumer areas. We've also seen a pretty good month in terms of auto sales despite the GM situation.
Because of the way government statistics are kept, the GM walkout should not affect today's report. Frank Settapani, CBS News, New York.
An attorney for retired General William Westmoreland has dropped libel charges against former CBS News President Van Gordon Sauter in that lawsuit against the network about a program on alleged distortions of enemy troop estimates in Vietnam. Dan Burt, who represents Westmoreland, said this should make the trial a lot simpler and clearer. But a CBS attorney said he thinks this shows the case is beginning to unravel. Still, defendants in the $120 million suit are CBS News correspondent Mike Wallace, producer George Kreil, and former CIA analyst Sam Adams. Van Gordon Sauter is now an executive vice president for the CBS Broadcast Group. A Catholic prelate is planning to lead an anti-government demonstration in the Philippines this weekend, putting him on a collision course with the Marcos government. Gordon Joseloff reports from Manila.
President Marcos went on national television to lay down the law. There will be no demonstrations, no rallies without a permit, he said. If his government allows mob rule in the streets, said Marcos, foreign creditors will deny the country loans it desperately needs. Marcos accused Cardinal Jaime Sin, the Archbishop of Manila, of fanning the flames of rebellion by calling for demonstrations against his government. He appealed to the church leader to desist.
May I plead to him to help us return to sobriety. Let us all return to sobriety. Let us not wreck our country. Let us not destroy it by bringing about rebellion.
The Cardinal has agreed to say mass before a large anti-government demonstration Sunday, a demonstration that does not have a permit. Gordon Joseloff, CBS News, Manila.
The U.S. dollar opened lower on most of the foreign exchanges in Europe today. In London, gold was 75 cents higher, trading at $347 an ounce. The time, 10 minutes after the hour.
Everything ready for the meeting with Petrucci and Sons? Old man Petrucci is a very busy man.
Yes, sir, a busy man.
A very busy man.
They're on the way. Are the charts and graphs ready? We can't foul up, because...
Mr. Petrucci's a busy man.
A very busy man.
Got the copies?
Yes, sir, all five.
Five copies for our meeting with Petrucci and Sons. Do you know how many sons old man Petrucci has? 45.
Old man Petrucci has been a busy man.
A very busy man.
When your minutes from a meeting and need lots of copies fast, it's time for a Panasonic. The Panasonic FP4520 high-speed copier makes 45 incredible copies per minute and has four modes of reduction plus three modes of enlargement with advanced electronics designed to help prevent breakdowns.
Good morning, Mr. Petrucci.
Okay, let's get going, because I'm
a very busy man.
Need lots of copies fast? It's time for a Panasonic FP4520 copier.
See Panasonic copiers at Metro Business Systems in Bayonne.
The Pentagon thinks too many people in uniform have been winding up at the Tijuana jail. Their solution? Put the raucous border town off limits during the hours when a lot of sailors and Marines would otherwise be there. Maria Martinez of San Diego Station KSTO reports.
At least 125,000 military men and women throughout Southern California will have to find somewhere else to go besides Tijuana, Mexico, when looking for a good time. Angered by an increasing number of reports of sailors being extorted and robbed by Tijuana police, Navy brass imposed an 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew on the city bordering San Diego. Surprisingly, Navy sailor Walter Blandino says he's pleased with the order.
I've been in the Navy for 8 years, and Mexico has always been just a rip-off spot for the sailors.
Navy brass said discussions with Mexican officials to try and solve the problem didn't work. Tijuana merchants say sailors do bring a lot of needed business, but say they won't die without it. Maria Martinez for CBS News, San Diego.
If they can get tickets, the servicemen and women might want to go to the ball game in San Diego tomorrow night instead. The Padres will be playing game four of their series to determine the National League championship. The Chicago Cubs won the first two, but the Padres came back last night with a 7-1 victory. San Diego second baseman Alan Wiggins says he doesn't think the Cubs will come through.
I think the pressure's on them to win the game because there's just too much history of Cub failure, and I think... Us winning really put more pressure on them than there is on us.
Cubs right fielder Keith Moreland doesn't buy any of that.
I don't know anything about momentum. All I care about doing is winning baseball games. Hey, we got beat. We just have to win one out of the next two ball games. We're going to come out with the same attitude we've had all year. We're going to come out Saturday ready to play baseball and feel like we're going to win.
The Detroit Tigers can wrap up the American League crown at home tonight with a win over the Kansas City Royals. The time, 13 minutes after the hour.
Some banks make a game out of offering a high interest rate on money market accounts. Now you see it, now you don't. Tired of playing that game? Open a money market account at Amalgamated Bank. Only an Amalgamated money market account comes with our commitment to paying the most competitive rates in New York City every day, every week, every month. You can get all the advantages of a money market account: instant liquidity, FDIC insurance up to $100,000, and high money market interest. This week, Amalgamated Bank is paying
11% effective annual yield on an annual interest rate of 10.48%.
That's an effective annual yield of 11% on an annual interest rate of 10.48%.
Now, that's competitive. Just another way that Amalgamated is committed to being the best bank for consumers like you. We don't play games with your money. For more information, call 212-255-6200 and ask for our money market department. That's 212-255-6200. Amalgamated Bank of New York. Member FDIC.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup. Now the news continues on WCBS. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.